I'm broke, always crying about I don't have no money. But I done found out when folk want to do something and they want to sure enough do it, they come up with money from a mattress. They come up with money from a hole. I don't know how we come up with that money. But I find out when folk crying about I don't have no money, you let somebody come to town that they want to see. And they'll come up with that money. You let somebody come to town wiggling and half naked down at the Fox Theater, we'll find that money to go watch somebody walking around with no clothes on. I find out I'm going to bring it home now. Don't get mad at me. You claim you don't have no money, but I can't even get no gas because you're in that lottery line. I knew I hit a nail there. Somebody already scratching. Can't pay your bills? And I ain't never understood these folk around here on Section 8 talking about I don't have nothing. And every one of them got a cell phone. Don't even have Marta Faber somewhere texting. You find money to do whatever you want to do. And Jonah had the money to run from God. And he paid his way. Sin always costs you. Whenever you run from God, you got to pay your way. When you run off with somebody's wife and go where you don't have no business going, you got to pay for that hotel. Look at the name and say, uh-oh. Sin will cost you gas. Sin gonna cost you your rent money. Sin gonna cost you grocery money. Anytime you get out of the will of God, it'll cost you your health. It'll cost you your mind. Sin is expensive. Look at somebody and tell you, it costs to sin. Jonah had to pay his way. And then the next thing, when your man leave God, every step Jonah made, he went down. Every time you leave God, you go down. Look at all these downs Jonah had. Jonah went down to Joppa. Jonah got a ticket and went down.
It's gonna be all right.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
No need to worry.
The gospel is on the radio at 88.1. Call up somebody. Tell them it's gonna be all right. KAYT. Got the gospel. Transmitting all day.
Welcome to the Zion Hill Church Family Broadcast, where faith finds its home and every soul is welcomed with open arms. Nestled in the vibrant community of Pineville, Louisiana, under the compassionate leadership of Pastor Joshua Joydera, visit our online sanctuary at zionhill.com. That's ZIONHILL.com. Now, let's join the broadcast, already in progress.
Open your Bible to a very familiar scripture, Isaiah chapter 1, verse 19. Isaiah 1, 19. The Bible said, if you are willing, And if you are obedient, I'm not talking about your neighbor, I'm talking about you now. You will eat the good of the land. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the word of God. Holy Spirit, we are grateful for your presence in the house. I pray that you will speak through me. I pray that you will give us hearing. Help our understanding, O God. Let this hour be a time of revival. Glorify yourself in this house. Somebody is here with a personal request. Lord, I pray that you will meet us at the point of our needs. You are a very present help in time of trouble. For everyone in trouble this morning, Lord, I pray for divine intervention. Let your blessing flow in this house. Continue, oh God, to use this church as a beacon light in this community. We'll be careful to give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise in Jesus' name. And the church say, amen. Amen. You may be seated. I want to share with you for a few minutes on the subject titled The Keys to Manifestation. The Keys to Manifestation. By permission of the Holy Spirit, we have decree and declare that this year will be a year of what? Manifestation. What is manifestation? It's very simple. It's when the Lord show up and show out in your life. So this year, I pray that God will show up and God will show out in your life. If you receive that, shout amen. Amen. I decree and I declare that God will show up in the life of your family. I pray that God will show up in the life of your children. I pray that God will show up on your job. I pray that God will show up in your business. That everything you lay your hand on, the hand of God will be upon it. I pray that God will enlarge your territory this year. If you receive that, shout amen. Amen. It is so. In Jesus' name. During the crossover service or watch night service, I warned every one of us. By permission of the Holy Spirit, I told you that the year 2026 will be messy. I also warned you that this year it will be crazy. And I told you that there will be a lot of drama. Amazingly, less than a week, all hell began to break loose all over the world. I'm sure you're keeping up what's going on in Venezuela. I'm sure you're keeping up with what's going on in Iran. And some of you might say, well, that's overseas. Well, keep looking. I'm sure you're paying attention to what's going on in Minneapolis. Well, if you don't have a TV, just look at what's going on here in Central Louisiana. My brothers, my sisters, in the midst of all this drama, I told you the Lord said 2026 will still be a year of manifestation. And I gave you a scripture that you can rest upon for the whole year. It's found in the book of Daniel, chapter 11, verse 32. The word of God said, the people that know their God shall do exploits. So the key for your survivor, for my survivor this year, the key for manifestation in our life, in your life, in my life, is for us to know our God. And that is why I'm teaching about this thing called manifestation. Last week, I shared with you about what I call an introduction to manifestation. This week, today, I'm going to share with you some keys. Keys to manifestation. One thing I want to tell you up front, in terms of keys, the first thing you need to know about manifestation, you have to learn this year every day to wake up and command your day. Where does that come from? In the book of Job, chapter 38, verse 12, you all know the story of Mr. Job. He was going through a lot of drama. Things were going crazy in his life. But God showed up to him one day and said, hey, dude, I have a question for you. The question is what you just read in the Bible. In Job chapter 38, verse 12, God said, have you commanded your day? That's the question. That's why I'm telling you, you have to learn. Not every now and then, every day. Command your day. God said to Job, if you learn to command your day, then you can cause day spring to know its place. In other words, it's really up to you. How this year is going to turn out. It means, ladies and gentlemen, every day you must command your day and cause the day to know its place. Ladies and gentlemen, it's like a football coach or basketball coach. We're privileged in this house. We have two professional coaches here. The coach for Louisiana Christian University is a member here. The coach for LSUA basketball is a member here. One thing about those two guys, when you see them, talk to them. It don't matter how many people are in the audience, in the gym. Those coaches, they are calling the play. Are you listening to me? See yourself as a coach. Every day, call your day. Call the play. Tell the day what kind of day it's going to be today. Please pay attention to what your pastor is saying. Because if you fail to command your day, the wicked will hijack your day. It is up to you and me to call our day every day. Wake up in the morning and say, look, I'm going to have me a good day. It don't matter what is taking place in Alexandria or Pineview or Lacam or Bunky or wherever, Dry Prong. My day is going to be a good day. Wake up every day. Tell the day, this is the day the Lord has made it. I'm going to rejoice and I'm going to be glad in it. You see how you call your day? Because somebody may be asking me, Pastor, how do I call my day? Let me be honest with you. The best way to call your day is through prayer. Amen. How did I say you call your day? Through prayer, by prayer. Every day, rise up in prayer. Command the creation to favor you. Command your employer to favor you. Command the stock market to favor you. You have the right to call your play. You have the right to call your day. The book of Psalms, chapter 5, verse 3 says, my voice shall be heard in the morning. Don't let nobody else call you. They want to talk to you. They want to gossip. Don't answer the phone. Amen. Your first encounter every day is with God. Whoever is calling you, they can wait. Have a little talk with Jesus. You know why I say that, ladies and gentlemen? Each morning is a gate. When you wake up in the morning, that morning is a gate to your day. And whenever you're facing a gate has to be unopened. And it takes keys to open a gate. And I just told you the number one key is what? Prayer. Before your feet touch the ground. Have a little talk with Jesus. Prayer is the key to open the gates of every morning. I never talk to anybody, not even my wife. Yes, I love her. Not even my children. My phone rings 24/7, as you well know. Somebody is calling. Somebody is texting. I won't look at it. The first person I want to talk to is God, the maker of my soul. It's a joy to wake up in the morning for you to say, good morning, Holy Spirit. We're going to have a good day today. Are you still here this morning? You know what I'm trying to tell you? A person who mastered the morning can never be defeated during the day. Are you listening to me? So in the name of Jesus, I command this morning to favor you. If you receive that, shout amen. Amen. I scatter every plan of the enemy concerning you, concerning your children, concerning your family in the name of Jesus. I come against any forces of darkness against your children, against your marriage, against your job. This year is going to be a good year. If you receive that, shout amen. Amen. I believe I tried that again. I said, no matter what is going on, the year 2026 is going to be a great year. If you receive that, shout amen. Great year in your job. Great year in your family. Great year in your home. Great year with your children. Great year with your health. Great year with your finances. Open your mouth, shout amen. We don't serve a dead God. He is the same yesterday. He is the same today. He will always be the same. It is so. In Jesus' name. You know the book of Lamentation, chapter 3, verse 23, says something. He said, God's mercy is new every morning. Make sure that's in your Bible. So I decree and declare fresh mercy in your life, in my life today, in the name of Jesus Christ. Fresh mercy on your health, on my health, in the name of Jesus Christ. Fresh mercy on your children, my children, in the name of Jesus Christ. Some of you, you're blessed with grandchildren. Some of you, you're blessed with great grandchildren. Some of you are so blessed, you have great, great grandchildren. I decree and I declare today, in the name that is above every name, fresh mercy, fresh mercy, fresh mercy in your household, in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth, shout amen. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, your season of pain is over. Don't be fooled by what is going on in the world today. I say with confidence, your season of pain is over. Your season of sorrow is over. Your season of fear is over. Your season of worries is over. I said again, your season of sorrow is over. You say, Brother Pastor, where does that come from? Don't you hear the choir say, I'm changing my sorrow. I'm changing my pain. I'm laying it down for the joy of the Lord. Then I hear the choir say, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes. When are you going to say yes to the promises of God in your life? We get happy and then we say, joy is here, wake up. That's what Willie Jackson said. I don't know where that's come from. They said, peace is here, wake up. And one day I was actually going to sleep. And when he said, wake up, I woke up. You got to know in your knowing, we are not just singing to entertain you. There is something about the name of Jesus. There is something about the power of Jesus. There is something about the blood of Jesus. There is something about the word of God. There is something about the power of the Holy Ghost. Tell your neighbor, wake up. We don't serve a dead God. I made up my mind, I'm going to have me a good day. How about you? I make up my mind, I'm going to have me a good week. How about you? I make up my mind, I'm going to have me a good month. How about you? I make up my mind, I'm going to have me a good year. Somebody shout manifestation. It is so. In Jesus' name. So the first key to manifestation, somebody shout prayer. Tell your neighbor, I got that. See, the devil is already in trouble. Can you imagine all of us here? Hundreds of people waking up every morning and have a little talk with Jesus. The second key to manifestation is presence. What did I call it? This is very, very important. Don't just carry your Bible. carry his presence. Are you listening to me? The more you carry his presence, the lesser the noise of this world. Sometimes people be trying to talk to me. I don't hear a thing. Because I'm soaked in his presence. I get tickled. Every now and then when my children know they're saying something, I'm not hearing them, they will come in front of me. Hello. Because they know the brother has tuned up. The more you carry God's presence, the more the noise of this world get quiet. What is the message? Don't just have knowledge of the Bible. Actually carry his presence this year. You know why his presence is so important? The Bible says, you see, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High, that man, that woman shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. You know, I tell my pastors, I say, brothers, sisters, you can copy a sermon, but you can never copy his presence. Are you listening to me? You can say like I say. You can even use the same illustration. You can even talk funny like I do. But one thing you can never copy is the presence of God. A good sermon without the presence of the Lord is just a lecture. I've been through a lot of lectures. Eloquent, but no power. It's a form of godliness. There's no power behind it. What you and I need, my brothers, my sisters, is the presence of Almighty God. Moses said, I would not even go unless you go with me. Do you remember when the Israelites were going to the promised land? It was the presence of God that led them by day, that led them by night. A pillar of cloud by day, a pillar of fire by night. Somebody shout presence. That's what you're going to need this year to witness great manifestation of Almighty God. Let me share with you how this works. You know, not too long ago, we just celebrate Christmas. Am I right about that? And one of the things that we say to you all over the community is that it was Christmas when God manifested himself to this world. He came like a baby in a manger. But let me help you, let me school you. The truth be told, God actually had manifested himself before. I'm talking about manifestation. The amazing thing is that before, when he manifested himself, he manifested himself in a little box. They call it the ark. Ain't that something? And the Jews understand that the presence of God is in that little box. Wherever they go, they carry that box with them. Are you listening to me? Ladies and gentlemen, that box, the ark, represents the presence of God. That's how